HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. University presidents are backtracking after testifying on Capitol Hill on the rising tide of anti-Semitism on campus. Penn's Liz McGill gave an update last night.
I was not focused on, but I should have been, the irrefutable fact that a call for genocide of Jewish people is a call for some of the most terrible violence human beings can perpetrate.
Calls for resignations are growing. Students at UNLV are waking up the morning after a deadly mass shooting on campus.
Trying to learn to become leaders of tomorrow, and people are scared now because every time you step on a college campus, there's shootings every single year now, and it's just getting scarier and scarier.
Three people were killed there, as well as the gunman. New report on jobless claims. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
The Labor Department says initial claims rose last week by 1,000 to 220,000 from the previous week's upwardly revised level.
The government releases the monthly jobs report tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's fake Trump electors are admitting Joe Biden won the presidency in 2020. It's part of a civil lawsuit settlement announced yesterday. Jeff Mandel of the liberal firm Law Forward says they only wanted transparency and accountability from the 10 Republicans.
This isn't about vengeance. It's not about punishing or embarrassing anyone. It's making sure that the people of Wisconsin fully understand what happened and that we take steps to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Mandel was on the Devil's Advocate show on Civic Media. Wisconsin will spend $6 million to provide free driver's education classes to 15,000 teenagers. The goal is to cut down on reckless driving. Students who get free or reduced meals at school would qualify. It's one of dozens of bills the governor signed into law yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A cash bond of $1 million was set for a Chippewa County homicide suspect on Wednesday. Jose Dominguez Garcia was arrested in Missouri in November and returned to Chippewa County last week and has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree intentional homicide of an unborn child, and hiding a corpse. Dominguez Garcia was accused of killing his pregnant ex-girlfriend, Rosalie Rodriguez, in 2020 and stuffing her body in a suitcase. His next hearing date has not been scheduled. Wisconsin State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says lawmakers are nearing a deal to allow the blocked pay raises for universities of Wisconsin employees to take effect. The pay raises have been blocked by State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in an effort to pressure the universities to stop spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Universities of Wisconsin officials say while they have been working with Speaker Voss on an adequate compromise, they don't believe negotiations are nearing the end. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The Packers getting ready for Monday night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers return to practice after an extra day of rest. They're going to face the Giants on Monday Night Football. We hope to hear more on how wide receiver Christian Watson is doing after leaving the Chiefs game Sunday night with a hamstring injury. The Bucks are in Vegas for the semifinals of the NBA's in-season tournament. Milwaukee against the high-scoring Pacers. College hoops, the Badgers on the road Saturday to take on the new number one, Arizona. Wisconsin coming off wins against Marquette and Michigan State. Are their bench players improving? Great guard.
I think that's something this team is developing as we go through the early part of this season. The depth has something to do with that, that I can run lines in and they're able to keep our, you know, our upperclassmen a little fresher. Younger guys, whether it's been, you know, Gilmore and Winter come in as the first line there, but we're able to continue to attack because we're fresh.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, 50 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Partly sunny and back to the upper 40s to near 50 on Friday. Friday night, some rain late, 31. Then some rain and snow possible for your Saturday. Breezy with a high of 37.
It's 30 at our studios.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? And years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our see the day of glory.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW, the talk of Green Bay, as well as Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap. Talking to all of you, because we all experiencing the same thing. Before we went to the little hiatus, I was talking about, you know, this morning thus far, just, you know, how do you get rid of the excess weight? We're going into a holiday season. Excuse me. And we know what that's going to, what that's going to be. It's hard to push away, but, you know, when your life and death hangs in the balance, and it does in many instances. I talked about it earlier. The excess weight does take years off your life, no question. Let's go to my good friend Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. You wanted to say, and thank you for holding on.
Everybody, good morning, Earl. Well, this is what it is. I'm healthcare administrator, right? And in today's world in the healthcare, I'm the one, or people like me, telling doctors how to treat patients. And I'm not blaming. Please. I'm not blaming. I'm just telling you how it works. So basically, when you come to the doctor with a problem, doctors have only 15 minutes to figure out what's
right.
wrong with you.
Right.
Otherwise, the insurance is not going to pay for it. So people like me telling doctors, solve one problem. Next problem, tell them to come 2 weeks or a month or 6 weeks after that. How we can go around it, right? What we can do? Well, one thing what we can do about the weight and about the diet and about everything what's happening with our body at the different time of our life. Our hormonal level on a different level of hormones. Adrenaline system, anything, changing. For that reason, we need to know what changed from the time, from one period to another. I can tell you, Errol, specifically, if you want, I can offer you to come to my pharmacy, and I am going to offer you the consultation with the pharmacist. Why? Because the pharmacist is the only one provider today in the healthcare, first, who can see all your medication on one screen. Two, who can actually have time to sit down with you and go over your labs and questions and supplements. And three, customize. Customize. We're all different people. If you have 800 milligram of Advil and I do, we are different people. Who's getting overdosed? Who's getting underdosed? So for that reason, somebody have to sit down with you and look where you stand and help you with supplements and diet to get where you wanted to get. One easy way out of the losing weight is to have a smaller portion.
Yeah.
So if you, Earl, wanted to come and experience what
Karina, do me a favor and leave your phone number with Calvin, and I'll pop up. I'll be the guy walking around who will come in looking like he's pregnant. No, not quite that bad.
Don't worry. Please use it. Don't just put it in the corner. Please use it.
I am going to use it. Hey, Karina, trust me, I'm going to use it. I have a lot of faith in you, and when I hear you always chiming in, you're a person who clearly knows what she's talking about, and so I'm going to definitely use it. Thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome, and thank you for everything you do for everybody.
Thank you. We'll certainly talk later. So let me get to this. So there are people who somehow believe that we need to drink 8 glasses of water a day. And some people can get away with it, you know. I mean, Calvin's a young guy. He can drink 8 glasses of water, and he doesn't have to know where the nearest bathroom is. If I drink 8 glasses of water a day, I'm going to spend more time in the bathroom than I am out of it. And there was a time, and this is part of the aging process that we go through, your body changes. And I haven't been one who has, I shouldn't say accepted it, because I still don't act as if I'm soon to be 70 years old. I don't feel like that. I really don't feel like that. I feel kind of, you know, the way I did 20 years ago. I mean, that's really how I feel, but I'm not that, right? I am a person who's, you know, a little past midlife. Well, a lot past midlife, but anyway. Mary, my good friend, thank you for calling back. You say what?
Hi, Earl. A couple of really simple guidelines here. In terms of fluid intake, instead of the 8 glasses for everyone, if you take your body's weight and cut it in half, if a person weighs 100 pounds, that person needs 50 ounces of fluids in a day. Real, really simple. The other thing is intermittent fasting is new on the horizon here. So another simple way of doing it is limiting all eating within 8 hours out of the 24, giving the body, the GI system, 16 hours of rest and cleansing the system. Those ways are within our abilities.
Yeah, they clearly are, and that information is clearly available. It's a matter of willpower, and so whether or not, you know, you can utilize willpower for some things, and I guess if you can use it for some things, you can use it for others. And if we're talking about willpower, and we can use willpower in other aspects of our life, clearly, none is more important than in what you put in your mouth, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Earl.
Thank you. Thank you as always. All right. So if you're like me, and you have frequent urination, which is what it's called, and you have an overactive bladder, and people are probably saying, "Well, man, why are you talking about these things?" I'm talking about these things because it doesn't matter, man, whether you're in La Crosse, the Eagle 1490 AM, or whether you're in Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW, the talk of Green Bay, or whether you're in 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, the Shaw. We all have these same things in common. Whether you're in rural America or whether you live in the city, all these things we all have in common. And what affects one affects all of us. What affects one directly affects all of us indirectly. And so I know these issues that I'm talking about are issues that we all have to wrestle with and get over. But I do know that I'm not the only person running around. The more I drink liquids, the more I have to, you know, run to the restroom. They run right through me. But you don't have to drink 8 glasses of water a day. It's just not. Many older adults assume that peeing all the time is a normal part of aging, but that's not the case, says Elizabeth Braxton, a urologist. On a college, I don't know what that is. Get that right for me, Calvin. A urogynecologist, that's it, with Novant Health Pelvic Health Center in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's definitely more common as you age, but it's not normal, she says. If you feel like you are urinating too frequently, or if you are always thinking about where the nearest bathroom is, i.e. Earl Ingram, you should talk to your doctor about potential causes, Braxton says. Frequent urination can be a sign of more serious conditions such as diabetes, a urinary tract infection, and enlarged prostate. It can also be a side effect of some medications, particularly diuretics. Sometimes changing how and when you take your medications can make a big difference. You know, this is really important information. Because prior to me reading this article, I didn't think about any of those things. How do we know? It's the first time around for many of us, aging. And, and so we've really, as the older we get, the more we've got to understand the inner workings of our bodies. And as Corrine was talking about, the medications that we take, and as Mary was talking about the things we put in our mouths, we've got to be and do a better job if we want to stay around here healthy a little bit longer. Got to take a short hiatus. Don't you dare do it. I see you. We've got a satellite floating around by your house, and I see you getting ready to touch that dial. Don't you do it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
93.5 The Tap.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Calvin, 82 years ago, December 7th, Pearl Harbor was attacked. And contrary to popular belief, I wasn't there when it happened. But I will tell you that all of the things that occurred afterwards. You know, when I was a young boy or a young man and in school, and we read about Pearl Harbor and what took place, and you know, it was the only time in the history of our nation prior to 9/11 that, you know, America had been attacked. And even though it was not on the mainland, it was, you know, still Hawaii and those islands were a part of the United States. And so I don't know if people, as a matter of fact, I know people don't pay much attention to that anymore. You know, December 7th, it doesn't carry anywhere near the weight that it once carried. And I get that. The majority of the people who were around at that time have long since gone. But the significance of what happened 82 years ago today, as historians say, it changed the world forever. So World War II was just man's inhumanity to man. The amount of people who were killed in World War II, the amount of people who were wounded in World War II, the amount of nations that were involved. Can you imagine? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Can you even envision a world war today? I couldn't. And not just because of the fact that there's so many more nations with nuclear weapons. But to live at a time when the world was at war, you know, we are looking at what's going on in Israel with the Palestinians and Ukraine and Russia. And so to some of us, we want that to end. We don't believe that war is the answer to anything. But can you imagine what our parents had to deal with when they were young? The prospects of a war fighting almost over the entire world. And the fact, yeah, it went on for 3.5 years, but the fact that people were being slaughtered. We're talking about people being slaughtered now in Palestine, in Israel, and it's important. Every life is important. But imagine, if it's possible, a world war and fighting people with rifles, hand-to-hand combat, and how many lives were lost. People lived through that. You and I have never had to go through that, or most of us, and we could never even envision or imagine what that could be. Because in our lives, the Vietnam War was the closest to that, you know, my generation had seen, and that wasn't a whole lot. It wasn't a world war. That was the United States in that theater. And, yeah, it went on for a number of years. And, yes, you know, 50,000 Americans lost their lives, 50,000. But converse that with millions of people who lost their lives in World War II. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts today, 82 years ago, Pearl Harbor was bombed. I still watch the footage, and it's still amazing to me that was real. Don't touch the dial. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Christmas, you can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams.
Tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $2.5 million to study new Amtrak service in Madison, Green Bay, and Eau Claire that would connect with Milwaukee, Chicago, and the Twin Cities. Wisconsin is also getting federal grants to support studying expanding service between Milwaukee and Chicago on the existing Hiawatha service line, as well as adding a third daily round trip between Chicago, Milwaukee, and Twin Cities through Wisconsin. A Republican prosecutor says he plans to appeal this week's court ruling allowing consensual abortions in Wisconsin. Dane County Judge Diane Schlipper ruled this week that Wisconsin's 1849 law outlaws someone from attacking a woman to try to kill a fetus. Sheboygan County DA Joel Ermansky maintains state law clearly outlaws abortions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire Community Haven House is still looking for a new location after their current building was sold, but have temporarily extended operations after failing to find one. Haven House officials originally said they'd be ending operations on December 5th, but have announced they will extend that deadline to December 12th. City of Eau Claire officials are assisting the organization with finding a new space that's convenient for them to continue providing services for the city's homeless population. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is calling on Wisconsinites to make a plan to properly dispose of their holiday trees now instead of after the holidays. The DNR recommends chipping or composting yard waste, and Wisconsin law generally prohibits disposing of yard waste in a landfill. Residents should check if their municipality or a private sector provider offers drop-off or curbside tree collection to keep organic waste that takes up a lot of space and emits greenhouse gases out of the state's landfill. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Packers getting ready for Monday night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers return to practice after an extra day of rest. They're going to face the Giants on Monday Night Football. We hope to hear more on how wide receiver Christian Watson is doing after leaving the Chiefs game Sunday night with a hamstring injury. The Bucks are in Vegas for the semifinals of the NBA's in-season tournament. Milwaukee against the high-scoring Pacers. College hoops, the Badgers on the road Saturday to take on the new number one, Arizona. Wisconsin coming off wins against Marquette and Michigan State. Are their bench players improving? Greg Gard.
I think that's something this team is developing as we go through the early part of this season. The depth has something to do with that, that I can run lines in, and they're able to keep our upperclassmen a little fresher. Younger guys, whether it's been, Gilmore and Winter come in as the first line there, but we're able to continue to attack because we're fresh.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, 50 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Partly sunny and back to the upper 40s to near 50 on Friday. Friday night, some rain late, 31. Then some rain and snow possible for your Saturday. Breezy with a high of 37.
Currently 33 degrees.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
The
wood, the holly bears the crown, the rising of the sun, and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, 82 years ago today, Pearl Harbor was attacked. And I don't know if we can even imagine the magnitude of what that day was for Americans. You know, as I stated earlier, most of the people who were around at that time are no longer with us. And can you imagine the horror of what transpired? You know, the war lasted 6 years, 1939 to 1945. The United States was involved, you know, from 1941 until 45, little over 3.5 years. And if you look at the sheer number of troops, a total of 407,316 American soldiers made the supreme sacrifice. Now, you got to understand, this was the most, and still to this day, the most destructive war in history of the world, World War II. The most destructive war in the history of the world. A total of 407,000 American soldiers made the supreme sacrifice, in addition to more than 10,000 members of the Merchant Marine, and another 670,000 were wounded in battlefronts stretching from Africa to European continent to the jungle islands of the Pacific over the next 3.5 years before Germany and Japan war machines finally were subdued. Now, I know, you know, this is ancient history to most and not talked about, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, December 7th coming around every year, the conversation would not even be had. And I think that's the tragedies of war, because it's out of mind, it's out of sight, and so we're not thinking about it at all. And I'm hearing people, and the reason I think this is so important is I'm hearing people, they can't wait, they want to see us get involved with Iran. And I'm hearing people, yeah, we need to send a message to Iran, and we need to do this, and we need to do that. And no, man, no. You know, we got to figure out ways to handle things without war. All of these people that, you know, gave their lives, and make no mistake about it, in war, the people who lose their lives are the young men. Old men start wars, young men fight them. Old men are safe, young men die. That's war. And so, you know, it's easy to sit back and volunteer somebody else's life. All of these men and women who lost their lives and who were wounded, many of them whose were disfigured and whose lives were changed forever, and many of them who came back psychologically wounded. Calvin, I could never envision myself at 18 years old. I know who and where I was at 18 in my mindset. Being in the jungle in Africa, fighting somebody in the jungle, and people say, well, you're fighting for democracy. But people did. And people died. And people are forgotten. And so anybody who's given their lives in the theater of war for this nation should never be forgotten. Because all of us have benefited because of the sacrifices of others. And because I didn't have to participate in that, I was blessed, you know, that I was born at the time that I was born. You know, I think about people like my dad who fought in the Filipino War, you know, Korean Wars, wars that just didn't seem to make any sense. And here it is all these years later, and we're still on the verge of war. Who was it that said, made the song War? Edwin Starr. War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. You know, it's absolutely, as we watch what is taking place in Gaza right now, those are people. Those are people. And no matter what side you come down on, they're people. And being slaughtered. And it just does not make any sense. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ.
Good morning to you, Earl. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you and your family.
Likewise.
I was hoping you were going to get to a critical subject that we're facing.
What's that?
Well, we're on the brink of war. This president has got us on the brink of war, and your party won't discuss.
Wait a minute, man. On the brink of war with who?
My dad signed up 3 days after.
Hey, man, on the brink of war with whom?
Can I answer the question the way I want to answer
No, you can't, because you're not going to come on and tell me, and we're on the brink of war, and I asked you with whom, and you don't want to answer that question. We're not going to even have a conversation, man. You can't just throw platitudes around and not be able to back them up. We're on the brink of war with whom?
I'll name them.
No.
China, Iran,
Russia. Listen, man. We're not on the brink of war with China. Joe Biden and Xi sat down, maybe you forgot, a month ago or several weeks ago, and clearly sat down to break bread. Well, maybe you didn't hear that. Maybe you were too busy running around telling people that we're on the brink of war with China. We're not. It's not true. We're not on the brink of war with Iran either, because America understands, and the American people, that to send our young people off to die in these far-off places is just not acceptable anymore. You know, you can't tell us anymore that they're fighting for democracy. Not true. No, go ahead.
Maybe you should listen to Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, who testified yesterday. Yes, we are. We are at the most dangerous time of our country's history. And
thank you very much for the call. Just not going to accept, you know, statements that are not true. We are not in the most dangerous time in history. I don't care what anybody else says. We are not. We're not on the precipice of war with Iran, we're not on the precipice of war with China. It's not true. We're not on the precipice of war with Russia. It's not true. And it doesn't matter how many times people say it, still doesn't make it true. Hey, Tom from West Dallas, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Earl. I understand 100% what you're talking about with war, and I lost two uncles in World War II who obviously I never knew, but my father came from a family of 12, and I could always see how it bothered him. One of the uncles who passed was kind of like my father's best friend,
right?
And they were brothers, but CJ doesn't have a voice in this. CJ's president thinks that all those people who died were losers. And I have a serious issue with any military person, and I will turn my back on a military person who backs Trump. And also, CJ backs Tuberville. Yeah, we're in a dangerous time right now because we don't have people in charge who should be in charge. And Tuberville keeps holding it up, and he's obviously just fine with that. So, war should never be, but it is. It is what they do. I guess that's all I got to say.
Tom, really, the truth of the matter is, again, this should be a time that people reflect, and many who savor war, saber rattling, like CJ, saber rattling. We're getting ready to go to war. No, we're not. Because people know the outcome of a major war today. There's so many nations that have nuclear weapons that it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And just because somebody says it is, does not mean it's so. The outcome of what happens, and I don't care what nation it is, they know what's at stake when you talk about war with nuclear weapons, and there is no winner. So that, at least, and that's what détente, right, Tom? That's what détente is. It means that we're not going to go to war with you because there is no win in that. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us. Love to hear your thoughts. Don't touch that dial once again. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
As sharp as any sword, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ on Christmas Day in the morn. The rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. As bitter as the gall, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ for to redeem us all. The rising of the sun, the running of singing in the choir.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far,
like a song of love that clings to me.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show, and let's go right to the phone lines. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I'm hanging in there. But I'm going to push back a little because I know for a fact that the Manitowoc shipbuilders have gotten a huge contract to build a bunch of warships. And Oshkosh Truck has also just gotten a huge contract to build a bunch of war machines and war trailers and SUVs and all those big other things they use for war.
Right.
And our government has been increasing our military budget exponentially over the last several years. So I'm not going to say CJ's totally wrong, but I think he might be on to something because there's a reason we have a military industrial complex.
Yeah. And
it creates jobs and it makes money.
And it makes money. That doesn't mean, look, 10 years ago, not Oshkosh Truck, but the place where they, Mercury Marine or wherever it is they make the ships, they created a flexible battleship. They I don't know how many of them they built. One was Milwaukee. And these were technologically sound, new, swifter, quicker battleships. And you know what they did to them? All of them are in mothballs. Because they found out that they all had major problems. They built them billions and trillions of dollars. And now they're mothballed. Brand new ships. Listen, we're not going to, it's not going to be a major war with China and Russia and America. It's called the War of Armageddon. And the War of Armageddon is real. And there is no winner in that. The United States knows that. China knows that. Russia knows that. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Good morning to you, Rico. You say what, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Earl?
All right, man.
Bringing up the December 7th history part of it, and you brought up World War II, and, you know, it was only a few weeks ago, I believe there was a story about these young men carrying Nazi flags marching
right
in Madison there.
Right.
And when I heard that story, Earl, man, that just broke my heart. I thought, you know, my grandpa and all the people you've already mentioned it, 400 and some thousand lives lost for that cause. And here we are 2023 and we got Nazi flags in America. I just don't understand it, Earl. I just don't understand the lack of, I don't know, loyalty towards the people that have given their lives for this. I'm a loss of words. I just wanted to bring that up. It broke my heart to see all over, not just in Madison, but all over this country, how they're flying that Nazi flag. And didn't we fight a war against these people? I thought.
Anyway,
thanks, Earl.
Hey, Rico, great stuff as always, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Bill from O'Connor. Good morning to you, Bill. Your thoughts?
Thanks, Earl, for the second chance. I just like, in closing, with the upcoming elections, Americans believe in the peaceful transfer of power, period, no exceptions. They also believe in the Constitution. They also believe in the oath of office. The mega people want to cherry pick all that stuff to make fit their agenda. They run away from defending Ukraine. They run away from Putin. They give Putin the front door. They can't keep doing this. We know what you're about. You've done way too much. Now we're holding you accountable, and you're squirming, and you're crying, and you're whining. The election will tell the true story. And then on the polls, let's talk about the polls, and Biden's down and Trump's up. You know what? We heard that in 2016. He lost by 3 million votes, popular votes. We heard that in 2018. He lost again, big time. He lost in 2020. I'm not so sure those polls.
Bill, I wish I had more time, but I'm not going to allow, you know, people to come on the air and say because of President Biden, we're about to go to a major war. That's not true. Hey, Karina, you got the last of it.
Just very quick, Earl, if you look at the history of America, the only 10 years America had no war, it was a Great Depression. And the only World War II pulled out America all out of the economical crisis. I'm afraid that the people decided that since that worked, we can use a war to sustain great country. And we have to find the different ways of doing it.
Well, you know, Karina, again, there are so many nations now that have nuclear weapons. And people have to get out of this mindset that we're powerful America. And because we're powerful America, we're somehow going to win nuclear war. It's thinking. It's absolutely insane to even think about the prospects of there being a major war with Russia and China. Détente is real. And that's why they've been able to keep the peace all of these decades. And I don't think that people are so different anymore. I think people who live in Russia like living. I think people who live in China like living. And I think people who live in America like living. And so they're not going to do that because they know what the outcome will be. Thank you very much, Karina. Thank everybody for making the show go as always. You know, could not do it without you. Thanks for taking the time out to listen. You could do that anytime and anywhere, but thank you for taking the time out to spend with Calvin and myself. Up next, Jane Medner.
Greg Bach. And then Carol Kane on today as well.
And Carol Kane, as goes Wisconsin. See you tomorrow.
How you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
Someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.